Increasingly, health experts are calling sugary drinks, everything from sports drinks to juices, juices and sodas to what they call it, liquid candy, Dr. Dworkin?
Right. That's exactly what that is. It's just sugar water. So they're calling it liquid candy. But we have to be careful about this headline, Steve, because the headlines are blaring that 180,000 people die from sugary drinks. It's a Harvard University study that has yet to be published. It was presented yesterday at the American Heart Association meetings. What they did in the study is they depended on health surveys from across the world to determine how much people are drinking sugary drinks. Then they used that data on how it would affect obesity. So it's, again, a calculation on how many people would be affected with regards to obesity. And then based on that, they turned to data that reviewed how obesity affected the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. So it is based on estimates only. It's not sure whether this actually is a clear correlation or link, but rather more of an association. I think all we can say is that from a biological standpoint, it certainly is plausible that if you are going to consume extra calories from a liquid, to keep in mind that it does not curb your appetite. So, for example, if you were to drink 1,000 calories of soda, which some people do every day, that 1,000 calories, if you were to consume food, would make you feel quite full. But by consuming the soda or other sugary drinks, as you mentioned, juices, you're not going to feel full. In fact, you'll eat the same amount of food for that day, regardless of the liquid intake. And that's where the problem arises, because those extra calories over time increase and lead to extra pounds.
Over time.
Over time, absolutely.
And so among the things that they talked about in this Harvard study is 3 or 4 pounds a year, and over 10 years, you're 40 pounds overweight.
Right. And we have to keep in mind, though, that it's not just the sugary drinks, because as we well know, that portion sizes in restaurants are a major contributing factor. 50% of the time people eat out, so their calorie intakes are much greater. So this is one part of the puzzle, but I don't think we can just vilify this alone. I think this is certainly something that we have to consider, but there are many other factors that go along with sugary drink consumption, a lot of it happening when you go to fast food restaurants. So all that goes together.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.